This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com. India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Sanjay, you and I have been friends for almost 2 decades. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. Sanjay, you've been 3 other companies before you joined Amex, and then you reached really towering heights at Amex, you know, global head of customer service. Talk about your learning from what I would call your biggest failure. I mean, this will help us to understand, you know, everyone who's watching our podcasts, the area that they love to hear about, such successful people as yourselves. You have had a failure and you've learned from it. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I had this amazing idea once, which would shake the earth. I had this amazing idea, which I felt was just the right thing for my company to do. And this was in a previous avatar, working for a large company. And I took this amazing idea to my CEO and he said, it's an amazing idea and you should go for it. I came out of his office already, all smiling, all excited. I was already a hero. And within a very short time, a variety of organizational forces came hurling themselves at me and I was out knocked cold. And I woke up and I said, this is not fair. And I went back to him with everybody involved. And he looked me in the eye and he backed away from every assurance that he had given me when I first met him.
Yep, very familiar.
And I was very destroyed. I was devastated. And I couldn't even drag myself out in the morning to go to work. But anyway, sometime later, he took me out for a meal. And it was very interesting. He said to me that, I want to tell you something. Number one, I think if you were in my position, you would have done what I did because you will learn to fight the right fight. And at that time, you weren't my right fight. And the second, which is more important for you to learn, is that be passionate, but don't be emotional. Because emotion will destroy you, and passion is what will keep you going. So if something doesn't work out, pick yourself up and get ready for the next fight. And I think that was the most amazing lesson of my life. It was terrible to go through what I went through, but it has paid me rich dividends right through thereafter.
I started as an entrepreneur. Any advice that you can give to all our aspiring entrepreneurs or all our entrepreneurs in our country from your learnings?
Ashutosh, I can share 3 or 4 beliefs that I have. Number one, be very clear of your own purpose and the purpose of your venture. But don't confuse purpose with strategy. You know, a strategy is nothing but a plan. And a plan is already invalid the day you create it because there are so many things you don't know. And so it's very important to be adaptable and adaptive as you go forward, because only the lessons of reality will teach you what is possible and what is not. And you have to stop pushing walls if you find them coming in your way. The second is that find a balance between optimism and pessimism. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So if that typically applies for cash, if you forecast that you need 100 rupees, try and find ways to keep at least 400 in the bank, because life isn't exactly going to be the way you hoped it would be.
Yeah.
The third is about people. And I think there's a difference between people and staff, especially when you're starting. While you need a few people who have the skills that are specifically unique to what you're building, You need more people around you when you start who have a heart that you can bank on. Because when the bullets fly, you want to be able to rely on people for their passion, for their willingness to die for the cause. And as you grow up, the mix will change, you'll get people with some more skills. But it's really the power and the passion of people who believe that eventually makes the difference in the long term. I have a story. I met this blind guy, real hero, and he was talking to us at a convention. We had goosebumps by the time he had finished. He had climbed Mount Everest, he'd been to the South Pole, and he had turned blind at the age of 12, and it was a devastating experience for him till he found ways to overcome his emotions and start winning. And so I went to him after he had spoken and I said, "Eric, you spoke brilliantly, but can you tell me something that you didn't tell us in the big crowd?" And he said to me, "Sanjay, if you've come here to ask me whether you should climb Mount Everest, then don't. But if you're crazy enough, it doesn't matter if you're blind." And I've taken that away for myself. And really, that's what entrepreneurship is all about. You've got to be crazy enough to do what you do.
Thank you very much, Sanjay. I think this has been an absolutely incredible interaction. And I sincerely hope English Helper spreads all across all the major countries that need to learn English. We already say that we speak better English in India than the British who gave us the language. And I think what you are doing for this language, a lot of people will bless you, will have their careers completely changed, and will give incredible opportunities to so many people in our country. Thank you once again. And
thank you, Ashutosh. Real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
L is yep, for the way.
That's who you think it is. The and Grimace B mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.